10 ways the partial government shutdown is impacting the lives of average Americans. A partial shutdown of the federal government on December 21 complicated things for several select government agencies and services. Though all essential government services remain open, Americans may feel the shutdown's effects while trying to use the services of various agencies, including national parks and museums. See the ways the shutdown is affecting average Americans. After lawmakers came to a gridlock over a spending deal, the federal government entered a partial shutdown on December 21. The shutdown does not affect the entire federal government, but does impact a slew of agencies, including the Departments of Agriculture, Commerce, Justice, Homeland Security, the Interior, State Transportation, and Housing and Urban Development. Many national parks have closed campgrounds to visitors to prevent facilities including trash sites and toilets from overflowing. Park closures have prevented at least one wedding and can potentially create greater risk for visitors because of reduced staffing. The parks that remain open rely on volunteers and visitors to clean up after themselves. The National Zoo, in addition to the 17 museums run by the Smithsonian, closed their doors several days into the shutdown after running out of emergency funding. The shutdown has also affected the Washington, D.C. courts, which are funded by the federal government. They have closed the Marriage Bureau, stopped bar admission, shut down the Judicial Library, and stopped providing child care for employees. These closures mean couples looking to obtain marriage licenses or get married during the shutdown are out of luck for now, while D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser pushes emergency legislation to secure temporary authority over the licenses. That approximately 40 million people who receive food stamps will only be able to get the benefit through January if the shutdown continues. Other aid programs geared towards child nutrition, including school lunch and breakfast programs, will also continue operating into February. Benefits including Social Security, disability checks, and Medicare are unaffected by the shutdown. Around 800,000 Americans who are employed by the government are currently furloughed or working without pay until the shutdown ends. Employees with the Transportation Security Administration were deemed essential and are currently being forced to work without pay. A CNN report said hundreds of TSA officers were calling out of the unpaid work, potentially compromising airport security and increasing wait times. Tens of thousands of employees working without pay are in law enforcement departments, including the FBI, Customs and Border Protection, and Security Service. With no end in sight, further effects from the shutdown are unclear as lawmakers tangle with President Donald Trump over a deal.